He's not the first, probably not the last, state representative who wants to ban violent video games.
You know, where are we going as a country? What's acceptable?
That's Marcus Evans Jr. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, March 9th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a look at COVID deaths in McLean County. Data from the health department show a much greater risk of dying from COVID the older someone is. Eric Stock reports.
Someone who tests positive for the coronavirus under age 50 has about a 1 in 2,000 chance of dying based on county data through the first 12 months of the pandemic. That ratio drops to 1 in 24 for people over age 50, and for people who reach age 90, it's 1 in 4. That's based on more than 14,000 confirmed and probable coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic and 170 deaths recorded through the end of February. A majority of the coronavirus cases in McLean County were from people under age 40, but they have been most likely to avoid death or hospitalization. Lori Round is chief nursing officer at Carl Broman and Carl Eureka Hospitals. Round says the data is consistent with what Carl hospitals have seen over the last year.
You know, older people are much more likely to have a chronic health problem than younger individuals and have pre-existing health conditions, and that's linked to more severe cases of COVID-19.
Round says someone who has a weaker heart is more likely to suffer from the effects of fever, low oxygen levels, unstable blood pressure, and blood clotting disorders than someone whose heart is healthy. Paul Peterson is chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington. Peterson says major risk factors include obesity, heart disease, chronic obstructive lung disease, and diabetes.
Any of the immune compromised conditions like cancers and those kinds of things, that they're all significantly increase the risk of you dying from COVID.
Peterson notes another factor that greatly impacts a patient's likelihood of survival is when they got COVID-19. He says medical professionals know much more about how to treat COVID now than they did in the early stages of the pandemic.
That's a pretty good estimation of how we've progressed in being able to take care of patients with this disease. We have a better idea of how to do some things that certainly help.
Peterson says having patients lie on their stomach helps get more oxygen into the lungs and drain harmful fluids. He says that was a key breakthrough that improved patient outcomes. Lori Round with the Carl Health says even though survival rates among children and younger adults are much greater, those coronavirus cases can pose significant health risks, especially if they go undetected.
They feel, you know, less vulnerable to the virus, and they are. The problem is that they can have the virus and they could be asymptomatic or have just a mild case, and they expose somebody who is vulnerable.
The four youngest people to die of COVID-19 in McLean County were in their 30s, and one person was in their 40s. I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. District 87 students in grades K through 12 who've been going to school 2 days a week will receive 4 days of in-school instruction each week starting March 30th. Bloomington police are investigating the death of a man who was found fatally shot inside an apartment in the 2400 block of Clearwater on the city's east side. And a $1 million estate gift left to ISU will help fund scholarships for physics students. Find more on those stories at WGLT.org. A state representative wants to ban violent video games. He says they contribute to increased carjackings in Chicago. It's far from the first time state lawmakers have taken the idea for a test drive. Christine Hatfield has more.
Illinois and other states have tried and failed to pass bans on those kinds of games in the past. Experts say the new bill isn't realistic. Marcus Evans Jr. is the state representative behind the bill. He's a Southside Chicago Democrat. Evans says he worries games affect mental health, especially among young people.
The thought is, do they think this is acceptable behavior, you know? And I'm looking at things that are, you know, supportive of carjacking and looking to oppose those things and just bring the question of the acceptance of certain behaviors.
Evans says some people are impressionable, and he says there need to be conversations about the standards being set in American society.
With Trump grabbing women by their genitals and insurrections, you know, where are we going as a country? What's acceptable?
Evans says he wants to have discussions to improve his community. The debate whether video games lead to real-life violence is not new. It's also a question researchers have tried to answer for years. In 2005, University of Illinois professor Dimitri Williams put out what academics called the first long-term study whether there is a link between video games and violence. The study didn't find any strong effects, but the debate goes on. He's now an associate professor at the University of Southern California, Annenberg. Williams says there are other well-documented causes of crime, and he says video games have become a red herring to sweep away uncomfortable conversations.
Games are no panacea. They're both good and bad, just like, say, television or books have good and bad. It's not an all-or-nothing kind of thing.
The same year as Williams' 16-year-old study, then-Governor Rob Blagojevich signed a bill into law that would have prohibited sales of violent video games to children. Retailers and gaming companies took the bill to district court, where judges overturned it on free speech grounds. Joyram Chakraborty is an associate professor of computer science at Towson University in Maryland. He co-authored an article on the connection between public policy and video game violence. Chakraborty says even setting aside the court rulings, he's not sure lawmakers understand the dimensions of modern video gaming.
We're growing faster and faster, and technology is moving faster and faster, and everything is moving faster and faster. But yet the laws and the requirements and the support mechanisms have been struggling to keep up, and they're continuously going to struggle to keep up.
Chakraborty has an alternative. He says educating people on sensible computing from an early age could help them make informed decisions for themselves. He says nobody can make you a good or bad driver. It's about offering the choice.
And you give them the tools and then let society make their own decision going forth.
He says it wouldn't be the finishing point, but he says it would at least start a conversation. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Before we let you go, a reminder that WGLT's live debate between Normal Mayor Chris Coos and his challenger Mark Tiratilli is tonight at 6. You can listen on 89.1 FM, stream at our website, or watch on our Facebook page. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at sierra.com.